about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, everybody. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I am so excited to be here. I had a great day so far. I hope you all have had an awesome weekend. I got to fill in for the Heidi Harris Show in Las Vegas. Great. Doing morning drive is fun. I love it. Love it doing morning drive, you know, because people, you'll be a little bit more stressed and they'll talk quicker. So they don't, you know, hang on asking questions. And so Dr. Dahlia, I have a rash and can I talk to you about this rash? I mean, it was very, very kind of quick and punctual and terse and succinct. And we just powered those 2 hours out. It was wonderful. Her show goes 5 to 9, but I only did 7 to 9 because I had to work. But great, a lot of good topics. But I'm going to probably review some of the things we talked about, okay? Of course, I want to go over what happened with this Italian cruise. When I was on air Friday, we had breaking news that the ship went aground. We had no idea that people would be dying, people would still be missing, and what was going on with the captain. So I'm just going to refresh everybody on the latest of that. Also, we're going to be talking about the latest poll numbers with Gingrich and Romney and Huntsman dropping out and what should the Republicans be doing. We had a great conversation this morning. I also want to hear from you. Also, it looks like in some states, including South Carolina, they want to start asking for drug tests before you get your unemployment benefits. Is that fair? Should we be drug testing? Should a person take an unemployment benefits be using it for drugs? Or are they two separate things? So I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook, please. Got some real cool pictures of stuff as it comes up. And if you're a little shy, you can email me. We'll try to even get to some of your emails at drdahlia@hotmail.com. drdahlia@hotmail.com. Or just go to my website at drdahlia.com. Is there anything else I have? I have safe number. You can have the number to my safe. I have nothing in it. Okay, so let's look at this. So I'm sure you all have been aware now of the Costa Concordia cruise liner that has now capsized. I mean, it's almost completely sunk at this point. When we were on air Friday, it looks like it jumped to ground. And nobody really knew what was going on, but we figured that, well, if it jumped to ground, all right, then all is good. Well, no, because it sunk back into the water. Now, reports, from what we understand, is the crew gets online on the speaker and says, okay, everybody go back to your rooms. Okay? There was a power outage, because there was. There was a power outage, and then everybody heard the shake and the boom, etc. 160-foot hole, that's what it was. But, you know, they were told, go back to your rooms. Everybody go back to your rooms. Well, meanwhile, during all the hustle and fussle, the ship's captain, let me get his name here, Francesco Schettino, who some people say he was drinking with a lady in the bar. Some people say he was trying to steer the ship closer, you know, through the channel, such that somebody could blow a whistle or he could show off to the passer or to the onlookers. We don't know what he was doing. He flees. All right. From what we understand from the crew, he fled. He left. Fled. Right. Got to safety before people on the ship. Okay. Well, people started to realize stuff was going on. Everybody got their life jackets on. And from what I understood, it was every man for himself, every woman for herself, running mass hysteria. And the ship is starting to tilt. And then as the ship is starting to tilt, see, people are still thinking Titanic. With Titanic, one side. Like the, oh, my God, I don't know, bow versus stern. I know some of you men are just going to be so frustrated with me. Sorry, I'm a girl. I should know bow versus stern. But anyway, the front of the ship was going down with Titanic, but then it bounced back and then fell through. So people didn't realize how quickly the ship could turn onto its side. Whereas with this injury of the boat, it was completely shifting to its side. So people were trying to walk and navigate stairs at an angle. People were falling, older seniors fall injuries, people hitting their head. And the initial reports on Friday said 8 people died. They corrected that. Now the death toll is up to 6 people. There's even a couple, Jerry and Barbara Heal from White Bear Lake, Minnesota, that are still missing. The numbers that are missing and unaccounted for are up to 29 as of now. They had stopped the search over the last 7 hours and looks like just resumed it to start looking for more people. Of course, if any of you aren't listening to me live, this may be a little different by the time you hear this, but this is the latest as of now. And it was going up the Tuscan coast. It was supposed to be a beautiful Italian cruise. But one of the reasons why it turned into the disaster that it did is, number one, is the captain was gone. And so crew members, passengers were saying, we're waiting for captain's orders. Passengers were saying, okay, well, drop the boats. Let's get the lifeboats ready. And the crew people was like, but we need orders from our captain. So there were no orders from the captain. Now, where was the second in line? I don't know. Then the other problem that was happening is as the side that was sinking was going underwater, all those lifeboats they couldn't use. Right? They were getting everybody to the other side of the ship. See, if I'd be like jumping and trying to, I don't know, I would just try to move all furniture to that side. But unfortunately, because at one side was, I don't know if it was starboard or I don't know my right versus left. My husband does. He yells at me all the time. Go to the starboard side. I'm like, what the heck is that? Anyway, I think it was the starboard side that was sinking. All those lifeboats were unusable. So even though since the Titanic, our cruise ships are supposed to now be fully equipped with plenty of boats, the lifeboats are on one side of the ship or the other. What happens if half of the ship, okay, wait a second, Kyle's got me here. Let's see what Kyle has for me. Kyle, bow, stern, port, starboard. Oh, okay, Kyle, you can jump on. Kyle, so is that like the clock, not counterclockwise, but clockwise order? Bow, stern, port, starboard. Okay, I think that's like clockwise, FBLR. Okay, thanks, Kyle.
Front, back, left, right.
Oh, okay, left. Oh, front, back, left, right. Okay, good. I just look like an idiot. You know what? That's okay. Look, I'm a lover, not a seaman. All right, well, when we come back, I just want to talk a little bit more about this, and we'll get to your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star Juice Extractors and Energy Star Hydraulic Juice Presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries. Freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, nine-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry. Sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're discussing this cruise liner and some of the accounts from passengers and some of the mishaps that happened. We still don't know why the captain left. He had been found. They aren't disclosing where they found him, but Captain Schettino is apparently in custody. We believe he will be charged with manslaughter, but again, they're waiting to see what happens with the remaining 29 people that are unaccounted for. They still don't know how many people could be left. The latest victim that they found was actually not in the water area. He was in his life vest in the area that was still dry, and they haven't been able to tell us what happened. Now, you know, what do you do if you're on a cruise ship and you're being told, okay, no, go back to your room. All right. And you obviously can't see what's going on. You don't know what's going on. So you go back to your room and you do what the captain says. All right. How do you know when to not listen? You know, we all learned a pretty significant lesson from the 9/11 tragedy. Remember, after the first building was hit, the second building, people were looking at the fire across the way. And everybody was told in the second building, just go back to work, you know, go back to what you were doing. Whereas you would think, you know, somebody would say, you know what, something kooky's here, start evacuating. But because they told everybody no need to evacuate, everybody stayed put. You know, and after this mishap and after 9/11, it makes you wonder if anybody says stay put, you don't. Now, of course, I understand they don't want panic, but panic happened anyway. Panic happened anyway. So, I think, people, they go through the motions and they go through, when they go through training, with the cruise ships, all right, you line everybody up and they go to their boat. But when things really happen, it's amazing how people lost their cool. Some passengers even said that some of these burly crew members were jumping off first, too. It was completely opposite what we were taught from the Titanic, where the captain stayed on board, the crew members helped, the orchestra still played the music, complete chaos. Plates were falling, things were falling down, people were pushing each other. It was absolutely horrible. And again, people, Titanic, we're celebrating its 100th year. People were freaking out. And you wonder why, when the boat went ashore, they didn't realize they needed to do something then and there. So, of course, the captain has a lot of splaining to do, a lot. And it's really, really frightening, extremely frightening. So if something goes wrong and you're told to go back to your room and you want to investigate and see what's going on, what do? Do you ignore the order? Well, I'm not allowed to tell you to ignore the order. I'm supposed to tell you, you listen to your flight captain, you listen to your flight attendants, you listen to your sea captains, you listen to your bus driver. I mean, I'm supposed to tell you, listen to whoever's in charge safety-wise, but what if the people in charge are idiots or cowards? I don't know. I don't think I would have gone back to my room. I would have probably wanted to check it out. And if I was on the side, well, what I would have said is, oh, I'm going back to my room. Yeah, but that's the captain's quarters. Well, yes, captain invited me. I don't know what I would do, but I would not just go to my room and sit there and twiddle my thumbs while the ship is sinking. Hell no. But it's really, really unfortunate that this happened. You saw a very bad side of human nature. We still have people that could possibly have been left for dead. I'm extremely, extremely just frazzled at the thought that, people we put our trust into. I mean, Dr. Dahlia, my show, we trust cruises all the time. People, entrust cruises, for vacation all the time, year after year after year. And to think that this could happen, it really does shake your sense of A, morality, and B, just trust. When we did our cruise, well, the last two times we've done our cruises, this is our third annual, we actually, the very first day, I wanted to get into my room. I wanted to try to load up my internet because I knew you wouldn't have internet once you went out to sea. So, I'm putting on Facebook, Dr. Dolly is here, we're the ocean, but I was kind of tired from Seattle because, we checked out Seattle. So I just got into my pajamas. I wanted to cuddle up in bed. Then you hear over the loudspeaker, no, we have to do our drill. We have to do our drill so we know what to do in case of an emergency. We have to do our drill. And I'm like, I don't want to do a drill. I know what to do. You jump into the lifeboat. But no, A, your kids had bands on them so they knew which boat to go to because they know kids are always running around where the parents aren't. So when everybody hears the bell, the kids are supposed to go where the numbers go. Or they have these big, huge numbers of wristbands that crew could see and direct them. So we all met where we were supposed to meet. They explained how we do it. They say, don't be bringing your luggage. Don't be bringing your, laptops. And they, and we did a dry run for about an hour. And everything was calm. And I knew that if, God forbid, anything happened, that's what we did. Now, it sure was a different cruise liner. But this was a complete cluster, an absolute cluster. So it's a real shame. It's a tragedy. I hope they find these other 29 people. I hope there's no more deaths. Now, people are asking, well, what are they going to do with the ship? Well, I've been hearing, I guess there's these certain balloons. They use these certain balloons. That's got to be a heck of a lot of helium to help raise the ship and move it. Or they may have to cut the ship into pieces to move. The only problem is the next big concern after finding the remaining 29 passengers is what to do if there's fuel leakage. Because the fuel leakage then could devastate that area also. So right now, this is just one big complete cluster. Carnival shares have dropped. People are freaking out about about cruising. And, honestly, this, I never thought I would see something like this. I mean, this was really a shame. I mean, when you look at, I'm trying to think of the captain. You guys know, it's at the tip of my tongue, the one that landed the plane in the Hudson. Kyle, you know who I'm talking about? Why can't I think of his name? He's famous. Oh, my gosh. All right, Kyle's looking it up for me. All right, it was the captain that landed the plane in the Hudson in New York this last year. I mean, very calm. Just, all right, you know, we have a problem here. We're going to land it, and we're going to, it was just, I mean, it was calm like clockwork. Then evacuate, nobody, you know, it was just amazingly civil. And we really lost that civility. Oh, Sully, Captain Sully. Thank you, Kyle. Sorry about that I couldn't think of it right off the bat. But, I mean, you know, amazing, amazing. Okay. So if we get more information and more news, I will fill you in. Okay. So next topic we're going to talk about is what's been going on here election-wise and politics-wise. We know that John Huntsman has left the race and has thrown his support to Mitt Romney. From what I understand, Mitt Romney was, you know, gracious about it, but, you know, not the most excited. I know Huntsman hasn't been doing too well in the polls. I know Huntsman would probably love a VP candidacy, but I don't know how that's going to go. I was talking about this today. You know, my kids, they're trying to learn, you know, who the candidates are. And, you know, they ask me, they go, you know, Mom, do you like the old fat guy? Do you like the real old guy? Do you like the handsome guy? Or do you like the orange guy? And the orange guy was Huntsman, because apparently during the couple of the debates, he had a real bad fake tan. Real bad fake tan. So anyway, orange guy's out. Huntsman is out. But there's still not a lot of people happy with where we're going. Over the weekend, a lot of discussions whether the Republican presidential candidate should just stop here. You know, they're giving Democrats a lot of ammunition, a lot of sound bites, all this henpecking and cockfighting and yellow journalism doesn't need to stop because we have one of the biggest political fights in our life coming up. Or is Newt Gingrich coming up such a close second in South Carolina that the race isn't over? Let Newt do what he needs to do. Yeah, and let the democratic process proceed. You know, it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens over the next couple caucuses. If Mitt Romney wins this next caucus, is it over? You know, he's won three then. Is it over? Should we save money? Should we save time? Stop giving Democrats ammunition? Or is it not over? Florida, Nevada, you know, these other states' caucuses are still big enough to carry. Now, from what I understand, Mitt Romney is up at the 30% mark right now with the latest South Carolina poll. Newt Gingrich at the 23%. Then you have Paul and Santorum fighting for third and fourth place. Maybe it still could be anybody's race. But we're having a lot of controversy over where they should go next. And I think one of the issues is, you know, a lot of people, they really don't have their heart or passion behind any particular candidate. I mean, I know the Ron Paul people, they love Ron Paul. But, you know, does Mitt Romney really have that deserving factor? Does Mitt Romney have that hero factor? Like, you know, a lot of us, you know, sometimes look at this whole presidency thing as, okay, well, you know, should you earn it? You know, like Martin Luther King. I mean, he won a Nobel Peace Prize. Martin Luther King would be somebody who I think would earn the right for our allegiance and to be our president. For example, Captain Sully. I mean, Captain Sully really held it together. He would be somebody people could rally behind. Is Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul somebody that could garner that? All right, we're going on break. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. In a few minutes, we are going to discuss football. Of course, I always discuss football. We'll discuss the playoffs and who my picks are. I gave, when I was on the Heidi Harris Show today, I gave everybody my technique, very good technique. I'm sure some of you who've been listening to my show for the past few years know my technique, very, very scientifically founded. And so I will tell you who are my picks for the playoffs this next Sunday, and then who would probably go to the Super Bowl, and then we'll go from there. All right, but let's quickly finish here on voter psychology. And now I sound like a teacher. No, because, you know, this whole presidential primary thing, you know, has kind of looked like a cluster in itself. All right, and just look at what we've seen. We've talked about this on air before. You know, first Mitt Romney, you know, is a forerunner, and, you know, people knew Mitt Romney from 2008, so we had that, you know, I know him, familiarity factor. But then some voters, they wanted somebody new. Okay, so here comes Rick Perry. Oh, interesting, interesting, interesting. But then he got nailed in the debate. Okay, so not only do you have to have some familiarity and maybe some newness, but you also have to be good with the debate. Okay, then, you know, people are hemming and hawing, and they know Newt's out there and Huntsman out there and Ron Paul. But then Herman Cain. Well, Herman Cain is new, right? He looks smart. He debates well. He sounds very smart. Has a good business background. Let's go for him. So then, you know, people start rallying behind Herman Cain. He soars to the top of the polls. Then we find out about his personal life, and he falls out. Okay? Then they give the microphone to Newt Gingrich a couple times and Santorum. And we're like, okay, wow, these guys sound pretty smart. These guys sound pretty smart. Okay, well, they're new. Let's rally behind them. Okay? Meanwhile, Ron Paul has stayed consistent and Mitt Romney has stayed consistent. Now, why? All right? Do we have some voters that want familiarity and know what they have? Or do we have other voters that are like, look, I just want somebody new? You know, it's very interesting. Look at what happened with Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin kind of was a double-edged sword. Sarah Palin, right, kind of a, you know, hockey mom, you know, mom like me, mom like a lot of people, quirky, has a good personality, tough lady, family lady, religious, you know, has a special needs child, looks kind of cool. You know, she was cool. She really likable. You know, she wins a small race, ends up becoming governor, ends up catching the eye of the 2008, presidential committee, right, to be VP for John McCain. And then, boom, I mean, becomes popular overnight, an overnight sensation. I mean, almost like what that girl who tried to do that stupid Friday song ended up doing, you know, except I think Sarah Palin's a hell of a lot more smarter and talented, but that's a whole nother story. But then, all right, this whole newness thing and she being one of us worked for some voters, but then for other voters, it didn't. Okay, when she said she was a hockey mom, somebody like me thought that was cool. I'm like, look, I could relate to her. Good for her. You know, finally, we're going to have somebody who's kind of, you know, been in the trenches, didn't get to travel to Europe during college, actually had to work through college. You know, somebody like me, I could relate to. Yet a lot of other people are like, wait a second, hockey mom, I'm a hockey mom. Why can't I be there? Well, why does she get to be famous? Saturday Night Live make fun of her. She gets to possibly be vice president of the United States. I'm a hockey mom, too. Why her and why not me? So you see, when it comes to voters, you can go either way. Some people, they want somebody common. They want somebody that comes from humble roots. But then you have other people that go, no, 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 no. If I'm going to swear my allegiance, right, to the flag and serve this president, this president better have done something worth allegiance to. Same thing with vice president. If I'm going to donate money, if I'm going to, show pride in our administration, whoever is chosen has to have earned it. So you see, it's a double-edged sword. So here's Mitt Romney being attacked for being wealthy and being the CEO of a company. Is that enough to be president? Has he really done enough? Or is that likable? Because he's obviously operated a successful company and, hopefully knows something about business, a heck of a lot more than what our current administration does after coming up with that Obamacare. Yet, what has he done? Well, you look at what he's done with Massachusetts and, not a really good record to a lot of people. So then you look at Newt. Okay, Newt, was he done? Well, he was Speaker of the House and maybe he was able to get talks from both sides, but is he likable enough? Do you think he would garner your allegiance? I don't know. Now, I mean, Ron Paul ticks a lot of people off, but his supporters sure love him. I mean, his supporters, they praise his name. So he garners his group's allegiance very easily. But is this somebody that, you know, most people want representing? I don't know. Santorum, nice guy. A lot of people think he's a kid. He looks kind of young. Has he earned his stripes yet? Has he earned it? So you see, what makes the voter choose a candidate? There could be a variety of these things. And I think the biggest frustration that many people have is there's really not a candidate that everybody loves. And we may never have that. Now, it's very interesting. Oprah Winfrey was interviewed over the weekend, and she again said she wasn't endorsing Obama, President Obama. And, you know, the reporter said, why wouldn't you endorse Obama? She said, well, I already did once. I already endorsed him once. I don't have to endorse him again. He knows I'm at his service. I'm a huge fan of him, but I don't need to endorse him. Now, what's that all about? Can she not endorse him because of the Oprah Radio Network? I don't know. But she said one of the reasons why she endorsed him back in 2008 is nobody knew who he was. People were asking, you know, Oprah, she said, well, who is this guy? Is he good? And she's like, yeah, he's good. So for Obama, it was the newness factor. And again, you see, it's very volatile depending on who's in the current administration. All right. People had an anybody but Bush attitude. All right. Which is kind of what happened when Jimmy Carter got elected. It was anybody but Nixon, anybody but the Republican administration. So Mickey Mouse could have been on the ballot, from what I understand by historians then, and Jimmy Carter won the nomination. So at that point, people were so done with Bush that they didn't even know this guy. He came from Harvard, was a community leader, did nothing to earn the presidency, but the newness factor held most of the attraction in that particular case. All right, so now we kind of have Romney. We know about Romney. We've known, you know, him for a while. You know, people were calling up the show today saying, yeah, but, you know, his being Mormon is going to be an issue, or it is an issue. I don't really think so. I think if people dislike Romney, I don't think it has anything to do with the Mormon religion. I don't think people are disliking him for the religion issue. I think they're disliking him because of Romney care and because of things he had done in Massachusetts. I don't really think the religion thing is that big an issue yet. It all depends what happens. After the presidential primary, it'll be interesting to see what the liberal media does and how they portray Mormons, you know, and all their specials and TV shows. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens after that. But, you know, right now, again, nobody really loves Newt. Nobody really loves Santorum. You know, people are starting to realize, look, if Romney wins this next caucus, we're going to have to be behind him. But are the Republicans really lighting their own shoes on fire by doing all these hate ads against Romney at this point? You know, should they just stop and just let, I don't know. I mean, when people voted in earlier today, they're like, you know what, everyone's going to be hunky-dory. Look at Hillary Clinton and Obama. They hated each other. They were at each other's throats in 2008, and now they're lovey-dovey. I don't think they're lovey-dovey, personally. I think every time President Obama asked President Clinton and Hillary for advice, you know, they're probably like, really? Really? He needs me again? You know, but they're such media hounds, they love it. So, yeah, I mean, I think you could be enemies and then friends. It's just we really need to be careful about any ammunition we give the Democrats. I think we got to be smarter about it. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about South Carolina. Senate panel approving drug tests for unemployed benefits. And looks like TSA, some of the workers are going to be wearing radiation detectors. Coming up on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it is football playoff time. Well, actually, we already saw some great games over the weekend. I was watching the Giants and the Packers game. Amazing. Amazing. I still think the Packers played very well considering what their head coach, Philbin, had gone through with his son just dying a week ago. But the Giants played an amazing game. Now, for those of you not too familiar with the Dr. Dahlia technique on how I do my football picks, what I do is I go to the NFL injury report. Okay? We go to the NFL injury report. They always update it pretty regularly, right? And let's say I had, over the air broadcast who my pick would have been with New York Giants and Green Bay. Well, I would have picked the New York Giants, and this is why. If you look at their injury report, you look at all the types of injuries, you have hamstring injuries, concussion, foot, etc. Well, I personally think a groin injury is probably the most devastating to a person, right? You really can't catch a ball if your groin hurts. You can't do a lot. Okay, concussion, people get over the concussion, and then they play the next game. But groin, you don't know how long that'll hurt. Plus, people are a little groin shy. So if you take a look, New York Giants, no groin injuries. But Green Bay, yep, Randall Cobb had a groin injury. So 1 - 0 = 1. Green Bay would have lost that one. New York Giants won, and that's what we saw happened. Okay, so what do we do now for the future? So we got New York Giants playing the 49ers, and we got the Ravens playing the Patriots. Okay, well, let's start with here. Let's look at the Patriots, New England Patriots, really quick. Oh, come on! Really? You know what? This is very scientific. This is a very scientific technique. Okay, here's our New England Patriots. We got, all right, shoulder, back, ankle, shoulder. Here's a groin, Dan Connolly. I don't know why he got his groin in the way, but anyway, groin injury. Okay, so now let's take a look at San Francisco. New England Patriots playing the Ravens. Let's find the Ravens. Here we go, Baltimore Ravens. Here we go. And there's thigh, knee, head, chest, head. No groin. Now, I know there's a lot of Patriot fans. My son is a Patriot fan, but I got to go by the science. I never thought I would root for the Ravens, and I'm not rooting for them. It's just I'm telling you how we go with our picks. There's no groin injury on the Ravens, but there's one big throbbing groin injury with the Patriots. I got to say the Patriots are going to lose this one on Sunday. Okay, now let's go to – come on. Can't mess with science. Okay, let's go to the 49ers. You know, the 49ers have a knee injury, a jaw, ankle, hamstring, a concussion. Kyle Williams had a concussion. Okay, now let's look at New York Giants. Ankle, knee, foot, ankle, hamstring. All right. So neither of them have a groin injury. So who is going to lose and who's going to win? Well, if you take a look at the Giants and you take a look at the San Francisco 49ers, remember, the Giants, I have most of my husband's family's in New York. I love New York. I should have been a New Yorker. And it's not that I want the Giants to win. It's just a lot of New Yorkers, they're always grabbing their groin, right? You know, they're always like, yeah, you know, forget about it or whatever they say, right? You know, I can't say what they usually say when they grab their. So my prediction is the men on the New York Giants team is going to be so protective of their groin, they're not going to get a groin injury or a recent one such that they'll probably be in better shape than the 49ers. So the Giants are going to take this one. All right. There's Dr. Dahlia's picks, the Ravens and the Giants. Come on, I thought that was brilliantly done. All right, if you don't like it, tough. Well, we'll see. And again, I could be wrong, but again, you know, that's the science. We cannot mess with the science here. Okay, so what else is going on in news? Let me see real quickly. Oh, I want to talk about, looks like TSA. TSA agents are going to be wearing radiation detectors. Now, because the TSA, they don't want to, you know, worry travelers, and they don't want to worry, you know, security, but they're going to have the TSA agents wear these radiation, I don't know if they're going to be actual Geiger counters, but I need to kind of look it up because I want to make sure I get this right. But maybe somebody kind of complained and said, you all need to look at this. So right now they're going to be wearing these quote-unquote monitoring devices to see what type of radiation exposure agents are getting, if it is dangerous at all. And we'll see where that goes. I mean, you know, it's funny because when they talk about, and we've talked about the different scans, that big, huge monster scan, there, I think it's only in 20 or some airports. It's not, most of the ones use some sort of a radio frequency, more like ultrasound type technology rather than x-ray. The only thing is these x-ray ones are the ones that tell us a heck of a lot more. But now what they want to look at is if the TSA agents standing around there, all right, are getting, you know, because they say these machines don't produce more than 0.005 millirem per scan, whereas a chest x-ray gives you 10 millirems. And they say the maximum recommended exposure is 100 millirems. So you see, you would have to get a lot of scans to even be considered anywhere near a chest x-ray. I mean, thousands upon thousands. Yet, what about the workers? So it'll be interesting, because if the workers end up dinging their little radiation counters, then we know that something's up. Okay? All right, so that's good. When we get more, I'm sorry I don't have more information on that, but I know that's kind of concerning a lot of people. Okay, so South Carolina, right? GOP pushed forward through their state Senate a bill that would force unemployed workers to take drug tests in order to qualify for unemployment insurance, and force them, after collecting benefits for 20 weeks, to do 16 hours of volunteer work per week while they hunt for jobs. All right, legislation is now before the full Senate Labor, Commerce, and Industry Committee, where it could be approved. And I'm not sure if we've already received the approval today or not. Now, of course, this has just, huge, huge backlash. People are like, oh, my gosh, that's unfair. It's against, I guess Florida tried to do the same thing, and the ACLU stopped it. But again, why not? Okay, if you are using your unemployment benefits, if you can't, keep a job, because you're on drugs and you're abusing illegal drugs, all right, why are our taxpaying dollars helping you? Now, one argument is, what about the kids? Okay, you're punishing the kids. Well, then the next question is, should the kids be in a home where the parents are using illegal drugs? Okay, just because somebody hasn't gotten caught doesn't mean they're not doing something illegal. Okay, if they're abusing illegal drugs, then they shouldn't be taking care of those children. They should be in jail. Now, I see why there's a big uproar. Well, now you're going to be randomly screening everybody just because they lost a job. Well, again, it wouldn't be a big deal if they weren't asking for, what taxpaying dollars. Now, I had, as an employer, I had to fire somebody because she came to work. She looked totally drugged out, so I fired her. Now, because I fired her, she didn't collect unemployment. However, she took on another job. She must have gotten laid off, because now I, as a previous employer, are paying her unemployment benefits. And it's coming out of my unemployment account because I was a previous employer. Yeah, that ticks me off. That ticks me off because I had to fire her in the first place because she did drugs. I know she does drugs. Right? Now, is doing drugs, does that really make you a bad, bad person? Does it make you a bad parent? It all depends on what you're doing and what you're taking. But how can you supervise a child properly if you're high? You can't. So I'm sorry. If you're doing crack, cocaine, meth, whatever you're doing, and you can't keep a job, why are we paying for your unemployment benefits, and why are we allowing the kids to stay in your house? No. So, what about this volunteer work? I think that's a great idea. Right? 16 hours of volunteer work per week while they hunt for jobs. Why not? Okay, it helps with depression. It helps keep you busy. It still gets you in the mode of getting up out of bed because you have to do something. Why not? You're getting something. If you're getting something from the state, why not give back? It's not the state's fault you don't have a job. I think that's a great idea, but no. People are fighting that. So, it's going to be interesting to see where this goes, but I think it's a great idea to drugs. Now, of course, somebody's on a narcotic and they have a prescription that'd be waived. Somebody on medical marijuana, absolutely. But listen, you are requiring money from the state because you can't keep a job. All right, why not? Of course, get a drug test. I think that's completely fair. All right. Okay, sorry this is the end of the show. We still got a lot more to talk about. If you could stay on board for another hour, please do it on the Dr. Dahlia Show. If not, have a great rest of the way home, and we'll talk to you soon.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff, that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.